My brother thinks that I am his father and it pains me not to tell him the ugly truth, but I think it is time he found out the truth. I'm well aware that this story sounds extremely hard to believe and fake, and I'm aware that there will be many shitpost comments below. Sorry, but this story is 100% true and it is a hot topic of discussion in my family at the moment. I was born when my parents were both 19, and my only other brother, let's call him Josh, was born when they were 42. They divorced shortly after Josh was introduced to the world. He was 4 months old at the time, and they both wanted nothing to do with the child. At the time, I was 23 and I was living alone with my then girlfriend who was 21, now my wife, and I'd done my best to convince at least one of them to take care of young Josh for his sake and the family's sake, but they refused adamantly and said that I should be taking custody of him instead. So I became legal guardian of my brother and he's been living with us for the past 12 years and things have been going really smooth for us. Josh, now almost 13, has been calling me dad and my wife mom and our two children, 4F, 9M, his siblings, and he has absolutely no idea about his real parents, and to be honest, I let all of that slide. He has no idea that I'm really his blood brother and not his father, and I'm starting to feel guilty and a little weird. Some of my uncles and aunts come to visit occasionally and they are really disgusted at the fact he calls me dad and they are surprised I haven't told him the truth. They constantly messaged me, talk to me in private, and I cannot chat to them without this one particular topic rising up, badgering me to let him know already, but I refused. I discussed this with my wife and she thought it would be wrong to tell him the truth because none of my parents wanted to take care of him and I'm the only person in the world who gave him the father figure everyone deserves. I feel that he has the right to know what he is to me and what I truly am to him, but he's suffered enough already and I just want things to continue how it is. Reddit, Ida, Wibta, if I let him know the truth? Slight update, about 70% of the comments are advising me to tell my son who I really am to him, and some are saying sooner than later. I've just got up to discuss this with my wife and now after a lot of hesitation, we've decided that it's best the truth comes from us and it has to come now. Right now, it's late for us, but we shall address this to him first thing this week, or even tomorrow. Thanks guys. Update, 1 month later. Hey guys. So many people wanted me to update on my previous post and wanted me to seek professional advice first before I take matters into my own hands. Apologies if it is long. I'll try to make it as detailed as possible while making this short. I went to my local therapist and told him about my situation and asked what to do. To keep it short, he said he's heard similar recounts from before and said it is best if I tell him as soon as possible for multiple reasons and to make sure that my bio children are present, multiple reasons. I asked a few of my closest friends and the majority said more or less the same thing. My wife and I decided to sit the kids down and burst the big bubble. I asked my brother Josh to come closer and I made sure I held him close and make him feel comfortable. He asked what's going on, but I started by telling us how much we cared and loved for him, then told him everything about my parents. I put them in a bright light in hopes of a reunion, and who I am to him, then quickly hugged him and my other two kids together and told him that I love all my children the same and nothing is going to change my love for him. He was shocked and asked if I was joking, but I was starting to cry a little at this point, so he knew I was serious. My bio children were very surprised too. He was in tears and asked me why I didn't tell him sooner. I didn't know what to say and said I was just trying to protect you, I'm sorry and I hope you can forgive me, but unfortunately and understandably, he left. He didn't talk to me as much, again, understandably so. I continuously offered him to go out to the park and play a bit of football, he loves that, and all his favorite things, but he just outright declined and even got a little angry sometimes for me even talking to him. I thought I messed up big time, until one day while my wife and two children were out doing shopping and we were alone, he came up to me and said, I know you're not my real father, but I want to let you know you're the best dad in the whole world. Sorry for before. I hugged him and things got pretty emotional. It would be a big lie to say my house is normal now, far from that, but things are slowly, ever so slowly, starting to brighten up. There's no longer anything to hide anymore and it feels like we are born again. Josh is a tough kid, and he handled this far better than I believed he would. I'll be looking into therapy for him to help him recover just in case it doesn't go well in the long run. I'll strive and continue to be a great dad to my kids, and a great dad to my brother slash son. Thank you Reddit for pushing me towards this happy ending. Thank you for all the advice and judgments I got, excluding the rude ones about my uncles and aunts, eek. I love you all. Good night.